I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, Lee, it was never science. It was always a fraud. It was always a scam.
Just like we thought.
Mm-hmm. This idea that could be binary, non-binary, you could be transgender. Hit a high in 2022/2023 of 9% of college students identifying as either transgender or non-binary. In other words, I don't know what sex I am. I was assaulted by this really mean doctor in the hospital when I was a baby and, you know, forced into my gender. It was terrible. But they call that misgendered or something, gender assigned to you or something. And it was terrible, and I'm a victim, says no one now. This is incredible when you look at this. Survey of 60,000 college students by FIRE. They do this every year. They're actually a free speech group. But one of the questions that they ask is, how you identify gender-wise, right? So they have this every year. They can compare it. Go back to 2016 through 2019, when they're asking, they begin to ask the question, and between 0.5%, not 5, 0.5, so half of 1%, and 2% regularly tell them, college students, yes, I'm non-binary or transgender. And this goes on 2016, 2017, 2018, 2019. Then all of the sudden, science happens, and it rocket shoots up to 7% out of nowhere. Which if you think of, 7% out of 60,000, college students, a lot. 7% of college students would be a lot. But then around 2022, 2023, it hits a peak and in 2 years comes plummeting down back to where it was in 2016, less than 2% now identifying as non-binary or transgender, Lee. How did that happen?
Can't imagine.
Sure looks like the trend line for a fad, right? No one wears those mom jeans anymore. They were really bad. So, it looks just like a fad, which goes to show you this was never science. And so what the left has always told us is, the reason the number went through the roof and like tripled people identifying as transgender and non-binary who, didn't before was, they just feel comfortable coming out now. Well, that can't be the case if the number plummeted back down. Sure hope none of them, got a nip, tuck, or a snip in there. It's kind of permanent. Hate to do that, and then this goes out of style, right?
Now, if we can just get rid of preferred pronouns on email signatures.
Yeah. I got to tell you what, that's that's career suicide right there.
Well, that's anyway. Some of the email that we get here in the news department, when I see that, I'm like, okay, we're done with that. Move on.
Yeah. You know how this fad ended? I just want to say it corresponds almost exactly to Elon Musk's purchase of X, and thus the end of the censorship there on X, which begins, you can see the trend line begins to descend, and then you're seeing, Facebook say, no, we're not going to let the FBI in through the belly button anymore to censor. Why? Because now you can say, you can have an actual argument, hey, this doesn't really make sense, this transgender thing, that this many people think they're not the gender they were born. And you can hear both sides instead of just the Democrat talking point sidely. And it's made a huge difference. And think about it. Elon Musk did not tell anyone when he bought X, or they would have stopped him. Didn't tell anyone he bought X. He was buying it to fight what he calls the woke mind virus. After his son was given puberty blockers, he signed off on it. He said he didn't think about it. It was during COVID. He was told it wouldn't cause any major changes. It was going to be fine. It caused a lot of major changes. And his son actually transitioned. He has deep regrets about it. He blames himself as a father. And he said he bought Twitter to slay the woke mind virus. And he has been a relentless force criticizing and amplifying the pseudoscience behind the idea that you can change your gender. And it's having an effect. What's cool, though, Lee, and this is what I like about it, Elon Musk isn't censoring the other side. He's arguing with them. And what has happened?
Yeah.
Well, that has corresponded with a lot more free speech, and a lot more free speech has corresponded with the generation taking a look at both sides and going, you know what, this is kind of nuts. Why? Because they're not just hearing one side. They're hearing an argument. And they're like, you know what, that's so 2020. Yeah, you know what, I think I'm just going to embrace the gender I was born as. Thanks, though. So, yeah, and this is yet another thing the left told us was science, and it's not science. Masks don't work. Social distancing is a joke. It was invented by a high school student. And no, you cannot change your gender. And no, large swaths of America were not born in the wrong body. Thank you for playing.
Gender is not assigned. It is observed.
Yes. Yeah. Although it is assigned by God, though. He does assign you a gender. Yeah. You're pretty much stuck with it.
Yes.
Yeah, for all time, like 100 years later, they dig you up, they test your DNA. Yep,
but,
still
same
gender.
But it is not some doctor that assigns a gender. It is.
No, it's not some doctor that assigns a gender. Okay, so all of that going on. Meanwhile, poor Big Balls. You see this? Edward Big Balls Korstein. Did you see the picture of the kid?
After the beating?
He was beaten terribly. Two teenagers, they went after his girlfriend. He valiantly defended her. It's a wonder he's not dead. They have the two teens, both 15, a boy and a girl, who have now avoided jail after pleading guilty to simple assault. I don't know. I saw him. Did that look simple to you?
No. Didn't look very simple.
The boy got a 12-month probation, was allowed to return home under strict house arrest. Oh, sure. Yeah, right. While the girl was given a 9-month probation and remanded to a local youth center, guarantee that they will be back on the street. They gave him a concussion.
They got away with basically inflicting assault and battery with serious injury that required hospital treatment.
Yeah, they broke his nose, too.
Okay.
Simple assault in D.C. But this is what Trump was saying. Because what happened there is the D.C. City Council basically made it so that up to age of 21, you've got a juvie record with juvenile consequences. And so they're just churned back out on the street again and again. And we'll hear more about these two. They'll be back. They'll be wandering the streets again, guarantee you. I mean, this is what Democrat criminal justice environments are like.
Heck, if Democrats get in power and D.C. becomes a state, they'll probably run for Congress.
Probably. And look, I guarantee you there's two-tier justice here. These are all liberal judges. This is a liberal-run system. They knew that it was Edward Korstein of Doge who got beaten. He's white. He's male. The least valuable group in our society, the most discriminated against. He was never going to get justice, Lee. It's not possible in these environments. So, yes, Trump can send in people to clean up the streets and arrest them, but unless you intend to, I don't know, charge them federally, they're just going to get churned out again. And even then, a lot of the prosecutors, I mean, the infrastructure, like judge-wise, they're federal system, D.C., very liberal as well. So, I mean, I knew this would happen. He's white. He's male. He's Doge. He's done. I guarantee you the judge went into the back chambers and laughed over the whole thing. He probably deserved the beating. This is where we are. Okay. Coming up on the show, Nancy Pelosi. You know when they get dementia? They get very angry. You know that, right? It's one of the, legit one of the symptoms. That actually is science.
Yeah.
They get very, very angry and sometimes violent.
Sadly, I have seen that in
my
own life here.
Yeah, I have too. Nancy Pelosi, no exception. Coming up next.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
She loses it, former Speaker of the House, loses it on a reporter asking her about not calling up the National Guard on January 6th. Just plum cracks up on the reporter.
Congresswoman Pelosi, are you at all concerned that the new January 6th committee will find you liable for that day? Are you at all concerned about the new January 6th committee finding you liable for that day? Why did you refuse the National Guard on January 6th?
Shut up. I did not refuse the National Guard. The president didn't send it. Why are you coming here with Republican talking points as if you're a serious journalist?
The American people want to know. We still have questions. Thank you.
Shut up. Thanks. That is the best two-word summation of the entire Democrat Party philosophy. Shut up. They were nothing really but a big censorship regime. Shut up. That's it. Shut up. We're talking. Go away. We'll beat you. Pretty much where we are this morning. Now, that poor reporter, God bless her. Where might she have gotten the idea that Nancy Pelosi didn't call up the guard on purpose? I don't know. Perhaps from Nancy Pelosi's daughter, Alexandra, who's a documentary filmmaker. And from time to time, she'll follow her mom around. She'll do, different. She does documentaries on stuff around the Capitol. She happened to be in a car with her mom when her mom admitted she didn't call up the National Guard. Now, Pelosi herself was speaker. If you Google it, can she call up the National Guard? No. But the sergeant at arms who answers directly to her can. Here she is taking responsibility for not calling up the guard, which is where this poor reporter must have got the idea. Again, who's filming? Nancy Pelosi's daughter. By the way, if Pelosi sounds weird, it's because she's talking through a mask.
Should we call the Capitol Police? I mean, the National Guard? Why weren't the National Guard there to begin with?
They thought that they had sufficient resources.
There's not a question of how they had been. They don't know. They clearly didn't know, and I take responsibility for not having them just prepare for more.
Mm-hmm. Now, the president can also call up the National Guard. Trump was still in office then on January 6th, and he attempted to. He called up the Pentagon not once but multiple times requesting the guard. But they just decided to ignore him because that was the Mark Milley phase of the Pentagon. Or, you know, he'd call up the Chinese and tell them, hey, if Trump orders me to strike you, don't worry. I've already gotten the military to pledge allegiance to me instead of the commander in chief, and we won't hit you. So do what you want. That's how the Pentagon was run then. That guy should be charged with treason, by the way. So it would later turn out that there was an organized strategy inside the Pentagon to prevent the deployment of the Guard, despite Trump asking for them on multiple occasions. Why was that? Well, we know now why. You can't send the Guard. They would have ended up arresting the most violent people at the rally, and psh, that would have been FBI agents. See the problem? Yeah. That's the final piece. Remember under oath how Christopher Reyes denied that there were any FBI there, the former director? Now he's like, no, not us. We weren't there. No. We were just on the beach, you know, la-di-da. No, they were there. Hundreds of them. They'd always denied it before. By the way, we should get them on perjury for that. The next step's just going to be we're going to find out that those that weren't arrested, the most violent ones, were either FBI or FBI operatives or FBI informants that they'd placed in the crowd. That's coming. And you know how I know? Presley Stutz, God rest his soul. I'll never forget the interview he did on the show. He called from the Capitol on January 6th, before the riot had started, but after everyone had descended on the Capitol. I'll never forget what he told me. He said, the feds are here. I said, how do you know it's the feds? And he said, well, they're coming in on buses. They're the ones dressed in black block, which is, you know, black from head to toe. And he said, they're mixed in with protesters. So it's black blocks and these like people dressed as protesters getting off of buses. He says, a lot of them have, you know, MAGA hats or, you know, they're dressed like us. He said, but they're feds. And I said, well, how do you know that, Presley? He said, because they have this place so locked down, you can't park. He said, he had to walk over 20 minutes just to get to the Capitol from where you could park. That's how blocked off it was. He said, so there was no way you were not driving up except for the buses full of the black blocks and the protesters, I put protesters in air quotes, who pulled right up to the Capitol and got right out. He said nobody else could do that. They were letting them through. They were waving the buses through, but nobody else could. He said they're feds. That's why. And he said this is going to be a problem. And the way he told it to me, he said the feds are bringing in Antifa. He thought it was the feds bringing in Antifa. I suspect it was the feds dressed in Antifa-style black bloc. And as us, we're going to get to the bottom of this. We've never seen all of the video footage. But anyway, Nancy Pelosi, where on earth would that poor reporter get the idea that Nancy Pelosi might have been responsible for not deploying the Guard? Again, because her own daughter recorded her on camera saying, I take responsibility.
Congresswoman Pelosi, are you at all concerned that the new January 6th committee will find you liable for that day? Are you at all concerned about the new January 6th committee finding you liable for that day? Why did you refuse the National Guard on January 6th?
Shut up. I did not refuse the National Guard. The president didn't send it. Why are you coming here with Republican talking points as if you're a serious journalist?
The American people want to know. We still have questions. Thank you.
Yeah. No, the president ordered the National Guard, but he was routed by the guy who answers to her, the sergeant at arms, Mark Milley, and the liberal thugs at the Pentagon. This is going to get really interesting before it's over. She knows it was her fault. She admitted it on tape. Just played it for you. You see this? This is incredible. Out of Ohio, two children, ages 9 and 10, charged with attempted murder, rape, and scalping in a brutal attack on a 5-year-old. You're thinking I misheard that. No, you didn't. Two children, ages 9 and 10, are facing several serious charges, including attempted murder and rape, after prosecutors say they brutally attacked a 5-year-old in Cleveland. I have questions. The rape charge, 9 and 10? How is that physically? Well, anyway, you know what? I don't want to know. According to the Cuyahoga County prosecutors, the two children have been charged in connection with the assault that occurred last month. Anatavia Kennebrew, the victim's mom, said she dropped her daughter off September 13th at a family member's home in Cleveland. This is all just coming out now, which is broke in the last 24 hours, but it, you know, happened back in September. Said she dropped her 5-year-old daughter off September 13th at a family member's home in Cleveland. Somehow the 5-year-old walked out the front door and was beaten badly by a group of kids outside. She gets a call, you know, from the police department. What I saw was unbelievable. My daughter was not my daughter. Her hair was scalped right off her head. She had bruises and was and blood all over her body. Her eyes were filled with blood. Her lips and mouth were filled with blood. Her nails had debris and dirt stuck in them. Kenna Bruce says the attack left her daughter physically, emotionally, and mentally hurt. The five-year-old is now in therapy. Oh, that's probably just the beginning of it. I just want her to be somewhat of a normal five-year-old again. It's very sad. Yeah, you know, I'm getting a lot of people texting me. And when do we, you know, when we do stories like this, like you get the usual gamut of, you know, people are doing a terrible job raising children. And they are. Texter writes, this has got to come from evil at home. Yes, but I'm glad you used that word, evil. One of the most fascinating stories I ever worked on, and I never got to publish it because I got the job in radio and ended up leaving about halfway through it. But I was a crime reporter, and I had great sources inside of our Charlotte-Mecklenburg Police Department. And I heard about and confirmed the existence of this fascinating program. They were identifying evil kids early in schools. It was a partnership between the police department, Charlotte-Mecklenburg schools, and DSS. And they'd been doing it quietly for years. And what they would do is they would try to put these kids on a track to stem their violence. They would manage them more closely at school and at home. And ultimately, this is kind of interesting, one of the things that they did is they entered high school and you know got ready to graduate. All that was try to direct them into the military. But they tried to manage them. It was a psychopath management program. And what's so interesting about that is some of the kids they work with, elementary school. They came from all kinds of backgrounds. Affluent, not affluent. A lot of times, you know, I was kind of curious, like how do the parents, they want the police dealing with their psychopath son? And the answer from my sources was, yes, they needed help. And I was fascinated by that because, especially talking to eventually some of the officers involved in it, I was fascinated by that because after doing this for a number of years, they would point blank tell you, these kids are born evil. They are. They don't acquire it. They're born that way. Very definitive about it. But they would tell you there are ways we can manage it and we're learning to manage it. And there are other programs like this across the country. Really? So, you take, look, there's a certain percentage of us who are psychopathic. Somewhere around 3%. Born that way, never going to change. Hardwired into them. You ever met a really, really, really good person? You ever known one? I have a few in my family. They're born that way. No, they were. I can think of one on my mind particularly. They were. The kind of person so good that you spend a couple of days with them and it feels like you've been on vacation. You come back like, ah, you just feel better because it rubs off. Just beautiful people. Yeah, well, there's an opposite of that. Everything in nature has an equal opposite. Anyway, doing those interviews, I was absolutely fascinated at some of the management techniques. And some of these kids had come to the attention of the police for, you know, torturing animals and doing violent things. Others were not violent yet, but showed very definitive psychopathic traits. They kept the program kind of on the down low with the school system reporting to the Charlotte-Mecklenburg police and DSS early on, and then began just building. And a lot of it was just building relationship with the child. Because they kind of needed extra help understanding societal norms. They were psychopaths. And the funny thing was, they're very excited about this program because they'd had a lot of success. I'm like, well, what's success? Well, we channeled them into the military. And I'm like, oh, dear God. Anyway, whatever. I never got to finish it because I ended up going to work at a radio station. But there are people in our society who are going to be evil no matter what. And when you... when they end up in the care of really bad parents, that's how you get a story like this, where they're just allowed to run wild. And listening to these guys talk about the reality of it and how we really need to do this somehow on a society-wide basis, go, okay, there's kids with disciplinary problems, there's kids with bad parents, And then there's psychopaths with bad parents, and that's a completely different thing. Oh, this is fascinating. Texter writes, I am a retired teacher in Greenville County. I worked in a classroom of anger students. One K-5, I guess kindergarten boy, ripped the closet door off the wall. Wow. That's an act of strength right there. Texter writes, no empathy in these kids' minds. You can often see it in their eyes. This is another texter. You can often see it in their eyes. Hatred and evil and the desire to inflict pain for pain's sake. Yes, this is how they were IDing them. Charlotte Mecklenburg Police Department. Texter writes, one second grader ripped the desktop off of its leg base. Yeah, see, the problem now is you get them on an IEP. You get them on, because they'll come in and anger's a symptom of their problem. And now when they're angry, you can't remove them from school because they've been given an IEP based on their anger symptoms. Jeez. Texter writes, nah, I can't read that one. Texter writes, the U.S. military is the last place you want to send psychopaths. You don't teach psychos how to kill people more efficiently. I think the idea, and look, I'm just reporting what I was told, okay? I thought it was interesting they were doing this. I think the idea was to put them in a very tightly controlled environment where societal norms could be drilled into them, because for us non-psychopaths, societal norms are just common sense, what everybody does. For them, it's not common sense. Yeah. Texter writes, Tara, my wife is an elementary school principal, and I'm shocked all of the time of the stories she tells me about how the kids are acting and responding today. Yeah. I was shocked covering it. Wish I'd had a chance to publish it. I didn't, but I wonder if they still have that program in Charlotte Mecklenburg schools, or if the Democrats have squashed it and decided to celebrate psychopathy instead, like we're seeing in so many Democrat cities. All right, we'll be right back. Good, I wasn't the only one who said it. So did Elon Musk. Calling out the judge in the Edward Corstein Big Balls case. Concussion, broken nose, beaten. Just a little simple assault. So says the D.C. court system. D.C. Judge Kendra Biggs, who's black, Corstein's white and male. As we know, the most discriminated group in America is now white male, especially if they're a member of DOJ. No doubt the judge knew that. D.C. Judge Kendra Biggs has allowed the two teens who jumped Edward Big Balls Corstein to avoid jail and sentenced them to simple probation, stating that her job is to rehabilitate, not punish. He got punished. Again, his nose was broken, and he got a concussion. Elon Musk tweets correctly, this was a racist verdict by a racist judge. The simple test to apply is if the races had been reversed, the white kids would be in prison. We all know they would. Equal justice for all, exclamation point, he writes. I'm glad that we have somebody who's calling out the dual justice system here in America. Because it's a mess. It truly is a mess. Texter writes, Tara, regarding classroom behavior, I've been saying for years that we need cameras in the classroom so parents could see how their child is behaving. For some reason, the schools are resisting that. I don't think the reason is just money. Another texter writes, Tara, my daughter's longtime friend teaches fourth grade in Guilford, North Carolina. A student in her class addressed her as booty hole. The child was essentially not disciplined, and this continued until the end of that school year. Oh, geez. Texter writes, Tara, I'm a middle-aged survivor of child sex abuse. I was molested and raped by a preteen, his teenage sister and their mother when I was 8. So yes, it's physically possible. Was born into someone on that branch of the family, and it had continued on. It seemed like normal to them. Yeah, speaking of evil, Zoran Mamdani asked, should Hamas Be disarmed. Okay, keep in mind, this is after they're doing street executions in Gaza. All you people love Hamas. Some in this audience, too. Oh, yeah, Hamas is all, yeah, okay, you see how they treat their own? By the way, did you see what they did? They hauled out of their home two boys and a mother who the father was accused of collaborating with the Israelis. I don't know if he did. Who knows? They executed them. One was a preteen. Executed. It's on X. Should they be disarmed? Shoot, no. Child murder's cool. So's mama murder. This is Zohran Mamdani. No. Doesn't answer the question. Why? Because he wants Hamas armed. He loves a good execution. Heck, what are we up to? 52? That we know of, plus the kids and the mom.
You won't say that Hamas should lay down their arms and give up leadership in Gaza.
I don't really have opinions about the future of Hamas and Israel beyond the question of justice and safety and the fact that anything has to abide by international law. And that applies to Hamas, that applies to the Israeli military, applies to anyone you could ask me about.
He supports disarm. He does not support disarming Hamas. If he did, he would have said so. He does support jailing Netanyahu, who under his rule would not be able to attend UN meetings, which happen in New York at the UN building, because he says he'd have him arrested if he steps on New York soil. By who? Oh, cops. Yeah, cop. Now, that is someone he does think we should disarm. He thinks we should disarm cops, but not terrorists.
You won't say that Hamas should lay down their arms and give up leadership in Gaza.
I don't really have opinions about the future of Hamas and Israel beyond the question of justice and safety and the fact that anything has to abide by international law. And that applies to Hamas, that applies to the Israeli military, applies to anyone you could ask me about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he didn't want them disarmed. Can you imagine saying that after watching those executions online? Yeah, that guy's a special breed, let me tell you what.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.